Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Babe Barna. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Tyak. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Culberson for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fox out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Tyak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Tabor moves to second. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabor scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barna. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Barna steals second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Barna moves to third. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barna scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyak. Fox reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Fox steals third. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to second. One out. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Mayo applying the tag. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barna takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tyak who is chasing the ball. Lake reaches third base with a triple. Barna goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barna. Estilella reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Estilella scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lupien out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Barna hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barna for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lake is hit by the pitch. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Partee takes first base on ball 4. Lake moves to second. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to third for the out. Partee moves to second. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. Culberson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Partee scores. Terry moves to second. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyak strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Estalella hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welledge now playing center field. Everett Fagan now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Welledge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Barna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Barna is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Barna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Hefner now playing first base. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Everett Fagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wellage moves to second. Jim Tyak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyak is 0 for 3 in the game. Tyak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wellage scores. Mayo moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Mayo moves to third. Tyak moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Mayo scores. Tyak moves to third. Estilella moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Mace Brown now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Culberson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fox bunts towards the mound. Fagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. 1 out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 4 in the game. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Everett Fagan. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.